Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Vincent Boys, Extended and Uncut by Abby Glines. Read by Shayna Thibodeau and Kirby Hayborn.
Chapter 1. Ashton. Why couldn't I have just made it home without seeing them? I wasn't in the mood to play good freaking Samaritan to Beau and his trashy girlfriend. Although he wasn't here, Sawyer would expect me to stop. With a frustrated groan, I slowed down and pulled up beside Beau, who had put some distance between him and his vomiting girlfriend. Apparently, throw-up wasn't a mating call for him. "Where's your truck parked, Beau?" I asked in the most annoyed tone I could muster. He flashed me that stupid sexy grin that he knew made every female in town melt at his feet. I'd like to believe I was immune after all these years, but I wasn't. Being immune to the town's bad boy was impossible. "Don't tell me perfect little Ashton Gray is going to offer to help me out," he drawled, leaning down to stare at me through my open window. "Sawyer's out of town, so the privilege falls to me. He wouldn't let you drive home drunk, and neither will I." He chuckled, sending a shiver of pleasure down my spine. God, he even laughed sexy. "Thanks, beautiful, but I can handle this. Once Nick stops puking, I'll throw her in my truck. I can drive the 3 miles to her house. You run on along now. Don't you have a Bible study somewhere you should be at?" Arguing with him was pointless. He would just start throwing out more snide comments until he had me so mad I couldn't see straight. I pressed the gas and turned into the parking lot, like I was going to be able to just leave and let him drive home drunk. He could infuriate me with a wink of his eye, and I worked real hard at being nice to everyone. I scanned the parked cars for his old black Chevy truck.